Prosecutors have charged Walter Ellis with 7 homicides of women found dead in Milwaukee between 1986 and 2007. Police say they have strong DNA evidence against Ellis. But Ellis's attorney, Russell Jones, says he plans to have his client plead not guilty. Marquette University Law School professor Michael O'Hare says it's possible Ellis and his lawyer are trying to lay the groundwork for pursuing a plea agreement.
If you plead guilty right off the bat, then you've got nothing to bargain with. You don't have any bargaining chips for a plea negotiation with the prosecutor.
But Professor O'Hare says it can be difficult for a defense team to bargain against DNA evidence, given greater public awareness of DNA and improved DNA technology. He says if the Ellis case goes to trial, Ellis's attorney may have to mount a major effort on the DNA issue.
The defendant's lawyer either needs to argue that there was some innocent way that the defendant's DNA ended up on the crime victim or at the crime scene, or the defendant's lawyer has to come up with some other sort of a defense, like self-defense or insanity or something like that.
O'Hare also says when Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen announced yesterday there are problems with thousands of DNA samples from felons, it was a reminder that human error can also put DNA evidence into question. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.